tear the bad boys of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. I'm Double H, he's Dalton Mankey, and he's Mr. 100, Shannon Young. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Dalton. Now you speak.
When now I say you say, name. Yeah, yeah, you say things.
Describe to the crowd what I am currently wearing.
All right.
So, in case they didn't see the picture on my Facebook. Also, I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper that looks like it's from 1984,
whenever that vest was made.
Yes. Yeah. What kind of vest?
It is a cut off jean vest.
Is it cut off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cut off. It's great.
Yeah, it used to be. All right. So I got the denim. I got the denim jacket vest on, and the fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Here, let me explain what. Let me explain about this jacket. Real
okay.
Quick. This jacket is a Stephen Berry's original.
Uh huh.
It's a Starberry.
Oh, I see the logo now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Starberry. I've had this thing for probably almost 10 years now, and it's still rocking.
Still in good shape.
The sleeves got demolished.
Curb would say you're rocking.
He would say I'm rocking, and then he would eat my foot.
So, I think it's only girl feet. Do you have girl feet?
So Dalton's foot.
Jeez. Pokemon professor. Are you a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
You look like what I imagine the CEO of Levi Strauss looks like on a daily basis, so it's fine.
I think I'm rocking.
It's the Canadian tuxedo. I like it.
Yeah. I wore my jacket once with the denim pants over by Hastings.
Those are called jeans, usually.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Bye.
And this car drives by, and they just go, Canadian tuxedo! I mean, okay, it's funny, but there's no context.
Yeah, there's no point in yelling it out.
You're just yelling out what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Make a joke.
Yeah.
Like, one time...
T-shirt!
I was walking into my apartment once. This guy drove by and just goes, faggot! For no reason at all.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. I called him a faggot. Told him to fight me IRL.
That's a terrible thing.
I yelled,
thing
you
to
want
to
fight? Email me at fightshannonyoung
at faggot.com.
At faggot.com.
I'm fucking jacked.org.
I gotta take these gloves off. They're warm.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
All right.
There's no weights around the lift. It's okay.
Well, I'm happy to see we're cussing this episode. I heard yesterday's and I was like, oh, shit.
It didn't last long.
I could lift Dalton, but, you know, it's like lifting those little pink 5-pound weights. Pointless.
Yeah, those.
So yesterday's show, I want to apologize to you, Hunter.
It's fine.
It's bothered me ever since
it's
you told me.
It's probably fine.
So I came into yesterday's show. We did Mr. 100 with me and Hunter. Yeah. And I had all these ideas I was going to ask him about his radio career. I was going to ask where he got started. I was going to do a legitimate interview.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get in, oh, fucking Zach, Ghostbusters, Fallout. And at the end of the show, we went long. And at the end of the show, I went, what did we talk about?
What happened?
And yet I've
what
heard.
What did we do?
Everyone's like, oh, great show. So much funny.
It was
so much funny.
Oh, great show. So much funny. It's literally what you just said. You realize this, right?
So you were talking
to
Ethan.
Did you have a dream about an Asian guy?
They are pretty.
Oh, man.
Best segment by far. They told me the Kevin Casey moments. Did you get an email yet?
No.
I haven't checked my email yet.
I don't even know if he knows mine. Well, if you did, email me.
But today's wrestling.
It is.
We have things to talk about.
It's like the full wrestling show, not the little half-assed one we did yesterday.
What did we even talk about yesterday with wrestling?
Briefly, we talked about Survivor Series.
So let's talk about Survivor Series.
Let's do that. That's a good plan.
Me and Dalton here. Dalton's appearing today in place of Zach, who couldn't be here for family reasons.
Right.
But
it's not personal.
It's not personal.
He couldn't be here.
He couldn't.
Not that he didn't want to.
He didn't
want
to be here, but
he's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Yes. So
that he couldn't be here.
So, Zach, if you're listening, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We miss you. We wish you the best.
Yes.
And that's no joke. I'm not being sarcastic.
Don't need any peppers.
No.
Unless you have chocolate milk, Andy.
Oh, my God. We got to get him that bottle of chocolate milk look that Dalton poured.
That's my favorite.
That was good.
That's
anyway,
good stuff.
Anyway, Survivor Series.
Yes.
Let's actually talk about Survivor Series.
Right, let's do it.
I watched it live.
Mm-hmm.
You were working, Dalton.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to see it live. Yeah. You'd have watched it by now. For better or worse.
Are you sure?
I watched it.
Did you brown out through most of it?
Is this the first pro wrestling we've appeared on together?
Yeah,
Dan Dalton?
I think so.
Oh. Kind of special then.
Yeah.
Then Hunter, you've seen it now.
Yeah, I watched the first and last hours live, and then I went back and watched the middle part after the fact.
And I loved your blog.
Thank you.
Which I did read last night.
Thank you.
At Real Rock 99.3.
I appreciate that.
And I agreed with you. It will go down in history.
Yeah.
That's
all it'll do.
And I told you this when we previewed the show. I said my biggest fear with this is that they were going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
That they were going to go the cookie cutter route.
Safe Viver.
And that's exactly what it was. Yeah, yep. It was the safest show they could possibly do. Did Roman Reigns turn heel?
Nope.
No. Was there even a hint that he would turn heel. Was there any dissension at all between him and Ambrose?
No, they couldn't even bother in the little mid-match or mid-show promo between the two of them to have him at least kind of half-ass act like something was going to happen.
Make you think that there's going to be a turn, even if there's not. And no, they just, hey, buddy, I love you. I love you. Let's have the best match. And then they cried together and they fucking circle jerked.
The announcers tried so desperately to, at the beginning of that match, as soon as they started hitting each other, well, you know, all that friendship goes out the window when the title's on the line. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because this looks like a pretty normal match to me.
Yeah.
Friendship goes out the window when you start wrapping the guy's knee around the ring post or start beating him with a chair.
You had a chance. You don't work for them.
You had a chance.
You, Hunter, God damn it. They had a chance to make it really, really special. They had a chance to have them just go nuts on each other. Really show how desperate they are to win the title and how vicious the Shield could be.
Nah. We're good.
Let's just have a basic match with a basic ending.
Well, like I said, at the end of the blog, all they did, the big turn, WWE wants you to think that Sheamus cashing in was a huge shocker.
It was.
A big surprise of the night.
It was. I'm surprised he got out there without falling down, tripping, and losing somehow.
Without getting booed out of the building in
Fuck
the process.
That pasty motherfucker.
So, I mean, it bothers me so much that literally they just slotted him into the Roman Reigns place. I mean, the Seth Rollins place.
Yeah.
Just put Sheamus into the Seth Rollins chicken shit heel location for the next few months, and it'll be fine. It's probably fine.
Hopefully
even though
Seth
ratings are
back.
As low as they've ever been. We'll talk more about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But it's just pitiful, man.
They should have just had Reigns turn.
Should have had Reigns turn.
If we're going to just keep regurgitating the same storylines over, why are they just not going to redo the corporation?
Right!
Because, damn it, like, Reigns would have been the perfect rock for that situation.
Oh,
don't have
God.
Him talk because he's not as good, but...
No.
Or at least he's not as good yet.
Right.
You don't know. If you put him in that situation where he's a Rock-style heel, because you remember when The Rock started, he wasn't a good talker.
Right. It took him time.
He was the blue chipper.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he joined the Nation, not even the corporation, the Nation of Domination,
that opened him up.
Came out of his shell. Yeah.
Right.
Reigns, you're protecting him. You're protecting Roman Reigns. You're saying, just go out there, smile, look handsome, hit people.
Yeah.
They'll cheer you. They're not cheering
you. But they're not. Not enough, anyway.
So turn him.
Well, that's already the...
Didn't mean to interrupt you there. I get violent.
Fine. That's already the rumor. The backstage rumor is that Sheamus will have the title at least until the Royal Rumble. He might lose it there. And that part of the reason... the decision was made like Sunday afternoon to go ahead and have Sheamus
cash in. Of course it was. There's no long-term booking.
No, because a big part of the reason they didn't want to put the title on Reigns now is because he is still getting booed, and they want to try to build face sympathy for him so that he will only be getting cheered when he wins the title. Have they heard of a little guy named John Cena?
Yeah.
Because, really, if you're going to go whole hog on a guy who is kind of getting half-assed, cheered, and booed, that's what you're going to have to do. Nobody likes it. We don't like it. But you're going to have to pick a decision and go with it.
Yeah.
And stop kind of, well, maybe we'll give him the title. Well, not yet. Maybe we'll get him cheered more.
Well, here's the problem with that. And I don't know when I realized this. And maybe it won't happen with Reigns like it did with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a guy that's smattering of cheers and a lot of boos because people just don't like him, you turn him heel. All of a sudden, he's heel. People like him now.
Right.
So they'll start cheering him.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to be heel for a long time.
Yeah. If you turn Reigns heel, the crowd, the ones that boo him now, will probably go, oh, he's vicious now. He's crazy. I like this guy. Let's cheer him. So now you're going to have the same problem. He's still getting half cheers and half boos.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get a guy completely one direction in this fucking industry nowadays?
Well, there's only five of them, right? There's only five guys in One Direction, I think.
No, four. One's
left. Four?
The gay one left.
But I thought they got another one.
Did they get another one?
I don't know.
I can't help you.
This guy? He's got the hair.
Why do you think I've been getting my hair cut like this?
I can think of a handful of people that get legitimately booed or cheered on these shows nowadays.
Right.
And those guys are getting buried. Dolph Ziggler.
We're talking about long-term booking, and I'm thinking even in the short term, if you turn, let's say they went ahead and turned Reigns heel at Survivor Series. He wins the title. The cash-in never happens. We skip all of that.
Yeah.
You're really only trying to bide time until Rollins gets back. So Reigns really only has to be a solid, kick-ass, take-names, be-the-authority guy heel for a couple of months.
Till Rollins can come back as the conquering champion.
Right, and in the meantime, you can already start planting the seeds of dissension and have... You don't really have to full-blown turn Reigns heel. Give him that little bit of, this is maybe a bad idea, but I did what I had to do. That can be his excuse for the next few months. I did what I had to do to win this title.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted. This is why I'm here. That was Austin's whole thing. They never ran with it because they started doing the Austin comedy bit when they got close around to the invasion time, but... Just have him be a reluctant heel from moment one.
Go ahead, Dom. Before I make a good point, go ahead.
Goddamn. Rollins is going to come back as a face, though. That's going to be the thing.
Absolutely.
And but at that point,
I guarantee they'll try not to make him a face, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'll try to make him a heel. Yeah. Won't work.
Well, they're going to finally start using his aerial offense. I see this, like, it's going to kind of be like the Triple H return whenever he came back and kind of like what you're wearing right now.
Thank you.
But he's going to come back. Keep Reigns that monster heel, because the thing of it is Reigns has a really good moveset for being a heel. He is a very high-impact wrestler who it doesn't have the biggest moveset. People can chant boring at him. They're not necessarily wrong, but the second that he needs to finish the match, he can do that weird drop kick from the middle rope that he hasn't done in a while.
Yeah.
Like, he has a good enough moveset to where he can be a really strong heel for a while, and then whenever Rollins comes back, you can at least have a good five-month, like, redemption thing for Rollins, because Triple H doesn't need him anymore, because he has the main star from the Shield he wanted, not Rollins.
Well, that's the thing. We're not even, again, you don't even have to have Reigns be a heel for even a full year. The time frame on that works out where if you're talking about Rollins coming back, let's say the night after WrestleMania. Let's be optimistic and say he makes it back the night after WrestleMania. You got Roman Reigns, the conquering heel champion, probably beats, what, Cena? I'm saying at WrestleMania would be my best guess. Yeah, I know, but it's got to be somebody. It's got to be a
Zack
top player.
Zack Ryder's not doing much. Just for the record, he's a hype bro.
Is he, though?
He's a hype king.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So Rollins comes back. And you run that feud between the two of them for a few months before eventually Rollins coaxes Reigns back from the dark side. That doesn't even have to happen any sooner than, what, SummerSlam? So really, even if you take it all the way to, you could take it all the way to Survivor Series. You got less than a year of Roman Reigns as a heel. That's fine. And if it's working, you don't have to do it. But really, you only have to ride that for a certain period of time. It just, it irritates me to no end that they won't give it a shot. They won't even try.
Here's fantasy booking. Here's Shannon's. Here's rewriting the book with Shannon Young.
Hit me with it.
So what I would have done if I were making money and working for wrestling is I would have had Reigns just go over at Survivor Series, turn full heel, join Triple H, say I got screwed out of the title once because I went against the authority, I want the title, have him demolish Dean Ambrose, have Ambrose think they're friends.
Yeah.
And having a good regular match.
Yeah.
Have Triple H come out and say it's no disqualification.
Right.
Have Reigns just demolish him. Make the crowd hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Reigns wins the title. Reigns goes through everyone. Have a feud with Dean Ambrose. Beats the shit out of Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins comes back, saves Dean Ambrose from something. Not because they're friends, but because he wants the title back and he's pissed that Roman Reigns took his spot.
And he's pissed now.
He's pissed now.
Yeah.
So Rollins and Ambrose kind of redevelop their friendship by helping each other out against the authority. You have this super hot heel in Roman Reigns that the crowd hates because of what he's done to his brother.
Yeah.
You have Seth Rollins' redemption story. Why does that not make sense to anyone else?
Yeah.
Why do you go the safe route and put the belt on fucking Sheamus, who, as much as I like Sheamus, because I do, I think Sheamus is a great wrestler. He's got a great look. He's unique.
Sure.
But he's boring as fuck in the current state he's in.
Yeah.
Putting the title on him is not going to change that.
Yeah, this was not the time. As much as, and this is what I was kind of rallying as the one positive point of this, now at least the Money in the Bank case is off of Sheamus.
Yeah.
That's out of play. Yep. But this was not the time to do it. Sheamus has been built in the past, what, I don't know, 6 months pretty much from the time he came back from WrestleMania or after WrestleMania as worthless for the most part.
And then
he's won little know-nothing feuds with
Neville.
Dolph Ziggler.
I think he lost to Neville, actually.
Yeah, probably.
And then he comes back to Survivor Series. He gets jiggy with the New Day in the beginning, which is just about the goddamn dumbest thing I've ever... The forced writing in WWE is so painful.
No, that was the greatest thing ever, though, just to see the New Day's reaction. I'm going to be Zach for a second.
Yeah.
But just him saying...
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Just to see, like, Kofi, Big E, and Xavier just, just turn heel on the heels.
I would watch Kofi, Big E, and Xavier do most anything and be entertained by it. So it's not that they're not entertaining, but it's just that Sheamus, in what sense for his character does it make sense to go, well, get jiggy with it, my brothers? Nothing. It's the same as when Vince McMahon looked at John Cena and said, you know, called him my N-word. I'm never going to say it. Just out of respect for Thanksgiving. but it makes no sense. It's out of character.
That's the reason.
It's stupid.
Well, I mean, looking ahead to things.
And he lost.
Sheamus
lost.
A WWE problem when it comes to characters in general. I'm jumping ahead to Raw here. But on Monday night, there was a tag team match between Ambrose and Ziggler against Tyler Breeze and Kevin Owens. Why the hell does Kevin Owens keep getting paired up with people? Because almost every tag match he has been in, he deserts his partner.
Yeah.
When are they going to learn? Like, that's fine, and it's good for his character. At least they're sticking to that from his character. But it makes no sense for Breeze to even want to come out there with him. Wouldn't Breeze call him an Uggo and walk away? Am I wrong?
No.
That's what he would do.
No, you're right.
It makes no sense.
It's God. You want to know one of the most annoying things in wrestling history to me when I was a kid? And I don't know why it reminds me of this. Is when they would do tag matches, and the good team, the ref would be distracted when they tagged in.
Mm-hmm.
So the new guy would jump in, the ref would go, no, 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 you got to get back out, I didn't see the tag.
Right.
While the ref's back is turned, the heels switch and leave the ring. The ref turns around, doesn't say anything to them.
That's fine on that side.
And I would always go, well, you can't do that, you just said to them. And as a kid, that frustrated me so much.
Yeah.
Just like this. It makes no sense. From a character standpoint, from a fucking goddamn common sense. You stupid motherfuckers.
Calm down.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he needs this bottle. Hang on.
Let me hit this.
I'm going to that Dr. Pepper for you.
and back to Sheamus for a second. I saw someone post that if you're going to have Sheamus join Triple H, on Raw, I guess he came out with him, and he came out in the Sheamus gear.
Right.
They said, why not have him come out like he dresses for media appearances?
Yeah,
the nice outfit, the newsboy hat.
Yeah.
Why not make him look like he's turned authority?
Right.
Why not? Why do you still have him in this? And it makes no sense.
Well, they've been doing this with Orton for the past few years. Orton, when he was part of Evolution, always wore
nice
the suits.
Suits
came out with the suits. And he was the guy who had like the one too many buttons unbuttoned on the shirt and the sleeves rolled up.
That's
but
me.
It's fine. It's Orton.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. It makes sense for him.
I can dig that.
But then later, once we get into the authority angle, when it really started going, even before Rollins was much of a part of it and Orton was kind of the guy, always in his trunks and his t-shirt, looking like a little kid getting ready to go to bed. I mean, it just Sarah makes fun of him every single
time.
He's
in his PJs.
Yeah, she's like, oh, there comes a little baby coming along, got his underoos on with his t-shirt.
Little baby Orton.
CM Punk got the same treatment every time he came out. She's like, why do these guys keep doing this? They look terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it seems like a minor thing, but it's really not.
It's not.
You want to build some credibility for Sheamus? Put the guy in a damn suit and make him part of the authority.
Make
not
him.
Not just a dude.
No, make him look like $1 million. If you want me to believe he's a $1 million, make him look that way.
Yeah. They always call him, oh, the Celtic Warrior. Sheamus is the Celtic Warrior. We have all this stuff in his entrance and pictures of Ireland and all this great stuff coming out. But really, what is Sheamus' character? Sheamus' character is a guy. I'm a guy.
I'm pale.
I'm pale.
Look at my hair.
That's it.
I'm Dalton Manch.
No, way worse.
Way worse.
I don't have that goofy nose ring.
It's true. Yes.
It's true. The braids.
Or the braids.
Doesn't Brittany have a nose ring?
Uh-oh.
You just say nose rings are goofy?
No, I say that nose. Oh, shit, she has that nose ring. Anyway, moving on, Survivor Series.
What else
happened?
She's
so lovely, too. That's the problem.
What else happened at Survivor Series?
I mean, literally, the only thing I can think of other than that is Bray Wyatt.
Getting buried?
The Wyatt's getting buried by The Undertaker and Kane. God damn it, Dalton, if you say I liked it.
No,
I liked it.
Bust this bottle over your head.
I'm happy that they won. I'm happy that Taker won. I wish it would have been a 4-on-4.
It should have been, if you're going to do 2-on-2, at least don't put Bray Wyatt in there. Don't put Luke Harper in
there.
That's
why I said it would probably be Harper and Rowan. They would make the most sense.
But no,
they went with the weirdest combination.
They put Bray Well, I mean,
and they're still doing that.
From my standpoint, Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper are the best combo from there.
Yeah.
So it makes sense you want to put your two best in there.
Well, sure.
But at the same time, if you're just going to feed them more,
like right
style, don't put Bray Wyatt in there. How far can we bury? And what's bad is, okay, I didn't see Raw. I will be the first to admit. I didn't watch Raw.
No.
I was too busy fucking fighting for my life. So I don't know what happened on Raw.
That's why you needed the gloves.
That's why I need the gloves.
Yeah.
Did Bray Wyatt come out at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did he brag about being the new face of fear and stuff like that?
Oh, no. He mentioned, Undertaker and Kane survived, but they won't survive forever or something.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.
Bye, Wyatt, Leisha.
You'll be wished for your future's endeavors before they get not surviving.
Undertaker will be 84 and still pinning that motherfucker.
Seriously, let me just give you the rundown on the Wyatts for the next couple of days, because, of course, they taped SmackDown last night. I don't know. When's this going up? Friday?
I got to start bringing tequila in here.
It's
this is going up tonight, pal.
Oh, okay, cool. It's live, pal.
This is for Thanksgiving.
Well, then, spoilers for SmackDown, but first to Raw, the Wyatts beat the Dudleys, and then on SmackDown, they beat the Dudleys by DQ. So I guess there's a new feud in the house. The Dudleys, who, by the way, what were they doing a week ago? Oh, they were feuding with the Ascension. Yep.
You hear that awkward silence?
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like that's creative meetings.
Yeah.
So what do we got for Dudleys, one of the most decorated tag teams of all time? Crickets.
I don't know. What do we got for the Wyatts? And then one guy, as they go through the cartoon montage of the sun going down and coming back up, and then one guy's like, wait a minute, and you just see him push the two names together on a board. My God. Some guy whips his glasses off.
You're brilliant. You madman.
Well, we have TLC coming up, and they're wasting it because the Dudleys were on Jericho's podcast. Uh-huh. And Devon
Junior podcast correspondent Dalton
Junior.
Marriage.
Yeah. The Rock Junior. The Rock Junior. JR.
Devon was like, oh yeah, we'd do another TLC match. Them, the New Day, Usos, and Lucha Dragons four-way TLC. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Hardy Boys are sitting by their phone right now going, they're going to call. They're going to call.
Jeff's doing that because he's pilled out of his mind. Right. Matt's just eating hard.
Well, he's not waiting for WWE to call. He's waiting for his dealer to call. You got
he's
more?
Gonna,
I got more.
He's going to call.
He has two different phones.
He's going to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, TLC, the only thing they've confirmed, I think, so far is the Reigns and Sheamus match, which was a given anyway. But I don't know. Did we finish Survivor Series?
Well, again,
did everything happen?
Nobody finished Survivor Series.
The only other thing about Survivor Series, I mean, the tag match was pointless.
So
other
predictable.
Than the New Day is by far the most. It's the greatest thing on earth.
The beat where they started doing the dance on the side and Barrett jumps in.
That was amazing. Well, it's just the New Day has the greatest thing going. We've said it 1,000 times, but from the very beginning, when Big E gets on the mic and says, you know, clap for you. I mean, it is so good. And I think they got the biggest face reaction they've gotten so far at Survivor Series. Crowd was just going on New Day rocks the entire time.
I have a rock
on Monday night,
later.
They were doing everything they could to garner some heel heat because they were in Nashville. So they come out for to issue an open challenge for the tag titles and also have the New Day 1-year anniversary country music jamboree. They come out riding stick unicorns.
Oh my God.
With cowboy hats.
That is glorious.
Big E's got his bandana around his mouth.
And a fucking bull rope
and
for some reason.
Thing. He's got all the things.
I'm finding a picture, don't worry.
The best part is when they start talking about how much country music sucks. And Kofi, and I know you might hate this because I know you don't like breaking kayfabe, but Kofi at one point in time actually goes, this is not even my character saying this. This is me saying country music sucks.
And yet somehow when New Day says it, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. It's fine. So literally you can see the audience like, we don't want to like you, but we do.
The New Day is kind of like the Deadpool of the WWE. Yeah. They can break fourth wall
they
want, and
it's
still entertaining.
So the Lucha Dragons and the Usos interrupted. They then.
Oh my God! When you said Big E had a cowboy hat, I expected
he had
a real
Kurt Angle. He had a little Kurt Angle cowboy hat. Oh yeah!
Did you hear the second great line from Kofi? Whenever the Lucha Dragons come out and sing cars.
Oh, before you say that, Kofi had unicorn hair. He had braided his hair all the way to the front in a huge unicorn horn. So get that visual. And then what did he say?
Sin Cara says something in Spanish and then says, happy 1-year anniversary. And off mic, but you hear him yell it loud enough. You don't need to translate. We speak Spanish.
Of course he did. Jeez.
So
they canceled. By the way, they canceled the tag team challenge. Once two of them came out, they said, we didn't issue a 2-team tag team challenge. We're done. We're not doing it.
Remember when the New Day.
Shame! They were shaming people.
Remember when New Day laid out the entire of main event roster?
Oh yeah,
and stood tall.
Yeah. You remember back?
Remember that?
You want to talk about weird memories? You remember back at WrestleMania when we were like New Day? Jeez,
I was never like that.
Well, they
oh
were
no,
so,
when they started,
there was nothing going for them.
Yeah, they started, they were trying to be the positive. Like you could tell they wanted to turn heel.
Oh yeah,
but you could tell that they were told not to. Like, yep. It was that thing where they were being so good, it's like you think they're going to go bad at some point, but they weren't. They were staying good. It's just like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Or John Cena sometimes. I'll give it to Zach. You think, okay, they've got to be turning this guy heel the way he's acting.
Right.
No, that's what they believe a good guy is. Is just in your face, smiling all the time, shine your shoes for your massa, and all that stuff.
Hey, you remember a couple months, speaking of wasted opportunities, a couple months ago at NXT TakeOver when Sasha and Becky put on that hell of a match. Not to the main event. We're not talking Bayley. We're talking Sasha and Becky back in the summer. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Monday night, they got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That was enough time to rekindle that magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And
Why would anyone ever want to go to the main roster?
Yeah, and it ended with chicanery, too. They had Team Bad do something to distract.
Is Team Bad still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
They're the only ones.
Yep. They're the only ones, but they're still a thing. Yeah, totally.
Because Sasha Banks isn't good enough to be on her own.
So where was Charlotte? That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Where was Charlotte? Because everyone else was out there, and yet Becky got screwed because they were they distracted the ref or something. I don't even remember exactly what happened. And yeah, Becky loses the match. No Charlotte anywhere nearby.
Remember when
no
Sasha,
consistency.
Sasha Banks was a dominant champion that the crowd absolutely adored.
Yeah, now
she needs
a distraction
from Tamina and
to
Naomi.
To win a single person when she has three people out there at the ring
with 4 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
The timer's counting down.
The state of wrestling is pathetic and depressing.
The one good thing that might have come out of Raw, because the main event was Roman and Rusev. Rusev returned in the early part of the show as kind of an authority enforcer.
I was going to ask. Yeah, I heard that Rusev, or that Reigns
He's
had
back
a new
on his own. Yeah. So that was the main event. It was Roman and Rusev. And in the end, they ended up winning by DQ because, or he ended up winning by DQ because Barrett also returned and laid out Reigns outside. So it looks like they may carry over that sort of international union of Sheamus, Barrett, and Rusev as kind of the pseudo authority for the time being.
I'd be fine with that.
I would be too, except for the fact that Rusev and Barrett are probably going to get buried as a worthless tag team in the process.
Yes. They're going to get beat by Reigns and Ambrose. Where was Ambrose?
Good question.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wasn't around. Nowhere to be seen.
I guess because the friendship went out the window.
He had a championship match. Something about him and Owens or whatever. Well, no, he was in that tag match.
Yeah.
So that may be part of it. He was in that tag match, him and
because these guys only get one appearance per show.
Right. Yeah, they can only show up one time.
Yeah.
And then on SmackDown, they're doing a number one contenders match from the Intercontinental title. And they had, in the early part of the show, Ambrose cut a promo about how he wants the title from Reigns. I'll give you one guess who won. Who won the match and is now the number one contender for the IC title?
Who was it?
Garbage. No, it was Ambrose. He's not garbage. Mm. It's Ambrose. Of course it's Ambrose. They telegraphed everything from a mile away.
The biggest surprise in wrestling in the past, like, 2-3 months?
Del Rio coming back? Actually, we knew about that.
Yeah. Kalisto beating Ryback.
Yeah, being a part of the tournament.
That is literally the biggest surprise they've pulled on us in months, is Kalisto beat Ryback, and it's worthless.
It was
pointless.
Maybe a bigger surprise that Kalisto and Del Rio didn't put on a decent match afterwards. Oh. I was a little disappointed about that.
All right, so Survivor Series sucked.
Yep, we're pretty much done with that. I think we're more or less done with Raw at this point,
other
too.
Than Charlotte and Paige, just want to say, Charlotte and Paige, decent enough match. I know they had a rematch on Raw. The feud continues. They've dropped all references to Reed. Gee, I wonder the fuck why.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that would have come back to haunt them?
That they would have to give that up somewhere along the way.
And I can't think of anything else that happened on Survivor Series. Well, what an awful show.
Well, not Survivor Series, but neither can anybody watching Raw. I'll give you the numbers from 411. A new low on Monday. Coming off the back of Survivor Series, they scored a 2.9 a total, a 0.99 rating in the 49 demo, which is the worst they've done since as far back as Raw ratings go.
Is that it? I mean, Kevin Casey gets more than that. During the power hour.
For the actual show, the viewership was the lowest for a non-holiday Raw since 1997. Yeah, and again, for the 18 to 49 demo, that's as far back as the ratings go, that's the worst that they've ever gotten, especially coming off of a pay-per-view. They were 4 for the night. Of course, Monday Night Football won, but they've been number 4 for Monday Night for weeks now.
Every time we talk about this, because this is not the first time we've talked about it, and it's not the first time Vince McMahon gets his doomsday pants on, but at what point does he finally go, all right, I'm not doing this right anymore.
Yeah, I got to do something else.
I got to do something else. Maybe I should stop being safe. It used to be that on Monday Night Raw, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise after surprise.
When was the
matches.
Last time you heard an announcer say that, though? Seriously, when was the last time you heard him say anything can happen in the WWE?
I think I've heard it, but I know they didn't mean it.
Mm-mm.
It was something really basic, like Cena comes out and beats 8 people. Well, anything can happen here. Yeah, for John Cena, anything can happen.
Sure.
That's ridiculous.
For John Cena, that's the addition to the end of that sentence. Anything can happen to John Cena.
It's so boring and predictable. I would, at this point, take late WCW, where it was bad.
Well, you and Mick
Foley
both.
But at least something was happening.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
Mick Foley not happy?
Well, Mick Foley generally posts something on no, he's getting ready for Santa, so he's got to eat like 2 bags of Cheetos.
That's true. He would love some Santa. Have you seen that documentary on Netflix?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Hi, Dalton.
He regularly posts on Facebook about Raw, but this week's was pretty brutal. He said outright, quote, I'm one of those people on the verge of becoming a former WWE fan. I'm tired of having to be told through Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views that the superstars I've rooted for, from Ziggler to Cesaro to Kevin Owens, are not top stars, no matter how strongly the crowd reaction seems to disagree. I'm tired of NXT stars getting their big... Whoa.
Happened. Oh, God. Is it okay? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to clean it up here in just a second. I'm tired of people getting their big break and then nothing happening because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he mentioned Zack Ryder in that, didn't he?
Get some towels.
No.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned that he wrote a blog about Zack Ryder.
He did.
The same idea.
Yeah, because I've said it before. Zack Ryder and Hunter's leaving the station again.
Damn it. I don't know what to do. He does this weekly.
Oh, I'm going to talk about Zack Ryder. I'll wait till he gets back here. How you doing?
Pretty good. So, going on to the Mick Foley thing, I'm kind of agreeing with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a crop of people that can do amazing things in the ring. Kevin Owens put on amazing matches with Cena and had to lose clean, which I don't agree with at all, but I get it, because you don't want to make Cena look bad to a new guy.
Not John Cena.
But not the John
not
Cena.
Not John Cena.
Surely not.
But you haven't given Owens a really meaningful thing recently, and don't tell me the IC belt's meaningful. It's not. It's just not anymore. Well, because what used to happen is you would win the IC belt, you'd drop it, and then you'd be next in line to the WWE Championship. When was the last time that happened?
I don't know. Is Macho Man still around?
Well, I was going to say, I remember WrestleMania where Warrior was IC champion, Hogan was world champion, and he was the biggest threat to him, and it was it was not a great match. Absolutely.
No.
Warrior and Hogan, you can never accuse either of them.
But it was a great moment.
But it was a great moment.
That's
it's iconic.
Key. Yeah.
And even though we have great matches now in WWE, nothing's iconic. It's like we've completely switched over from the era where everything was huge but boring to now where everything is fast-paced and exciting but pointless.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And everyone gives me shit for loving Hulk Hogan. Okay, Hulk Hogan's a bad wrestler. I get it. But Hulk Hogan has more iconic moments in his life than Kevin Owens will ever get. And this isn't a shout at Owens. This is a shout at WWE Creative. If they wanted to push Kevin Owens like Hulk Hogan, they could. Because he's got the tools to do it. But they won't.
But they won't.
But they won't.
Because they don't want to fool with
that. And I also wanted to mention, Zack Ryder, if ever you want to know, and I've said this before on my own personal blog, and I'm sure we've said it on the show before.
Yeah.
If you ever want to see just how bad WWE can fuck up a character, Zack Ryder is a case study.
Especially a guy who got over on his own. That's the killer part.
Here you have Zack Ryder as a pointless whatever he was. I remember him being on ECW. He started doing the woo-woo-woo thing.
Yeah.
Everyone cringed and went, this was awful. He's an awful person.
Yeah.
He should die. Die. Go kill yourself. Fage it. So then he goes on YouTube, makes this YouTube channel, which was stupid and pointless, but funny, got himself over with witty humor and a great character.
Yeah.
Crowds are chanting for him. They're going nuts for him. I remember watching Raw and hearing We Want Ryder constantly.
All the time.
For no reason.
And especially when he was out there, they went crazy, man.
The build for him was huge. So what did they do? They gave him the U.S. title.
Right.
They put him in an angle with John Cena.
Yeah.
There's the fucking
and
poison that kills
everything. Everything started coming down right after that.
So what do? They buried him with Cena. They buried him with Kane. They buried Zack Ryder. And even though the crowd was going nuts for him, the merchandise flying off the shelves, they buried him for no other reason than they could. And because they didn't put him over, he put himself over. Zack Ryder is the case study for if you think you're going to go to WWE and make yourself a star, if you think you're going to be a main eventer, you look at Zack Ryder and go, no. If they don't want me to,
good.
I won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler.
So much
disappointment, the fucking list
man.
Can go on and on and on. Dean Ambrose. Yeah, he's in the main event a lot, but when's the last time he won?
Yeah, when's anything going to come of that?
Yeah.
I mean, Survivor Series was probably the most disappointing part of it because, I mean, Dean did literally everything he could do. Did he? I'm pretty sure Roman kicked out of Dirty Deeds, didn't he?
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, again, you and I have talked about this, Shannon, before, but the whole let's kick out of finishers thing
it's
over
terrible.
And over
it's so stupid.
Is, and they've already built a precedent for it, so now you can't take it away.
No.
You can't go away from it. It's already out there.
Oh, go ahead.
As good as the U.S. Open Challenge was with Cena, it made him look stupid weak sometimes.
Too many, and I get it. Like if you're in a big match in a pay per view, you want to have that feeling of oh these guys are trying really hard, they're desperate to win. But why wouldn't they do that all the time?
Right.
If I'm wrestling any match in a sport where the goal is to win, I'm gonna try every single time to win. I'm not gonna save it for the pay per views. I'm not gonna build my SmackDowns up.
Yeah.
For the pay per view, you know. That is ridiculous.
I told you before, my favorite thing from the old SmackDown games was the like weird disembodied announcer
rope break
every time. Every damn time. Because you couldn't position him back then. You couldn't move a guy when you knocked him down.
You just had
to run with it.
That was more fun than watching wrestling now.
Isn't it generally?
You're not wrong.
And I don't like Mick Foley. I'll go out and say it. I respect him and I like him enough, I guess, but I've always thought he was kind of a loudmouth and kind of a hypocrite in a lot of ways. But in this particular case, I absolutely agree with him. It's terrible.
Well, that's
kind
of why I didn't read the rest of it, because at some point in time, he goes on to a tangent about, you know, in politics, the saying, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation.
Yeah.
He said basically that's the wrestling version of him saying that. He's kind of hoping that if he decides to stop watching,
and that's why
that other people will.
I never liked Mick Foley as much.
Foley has a bigger ego, I think, than anybody really wants to admit sometimes. It wasn't so much the case when he was wrestling, but ever since then, I think hearing the phrase hardcore legend year after year after year, it takes a toll on you sooner or later.
Well, I remember him saying, I think on the Monday Night War DVD, he said that the turning point pretty much was when he won the title, and Schiavone said,
right.
You know, that'll put butts in the seats. He pointed that out as the moment that everything turned, and I was thinking, like, no.
Well, Well, I mean, granted,
it wasn't
Yeah, from a rating standpoint, that's what happened. But anytime that the title changes hands and you give it away, people are going to want to go see how that happens. It didn't really matter who it was.
Could have been Billy Gunn.
Yeah, it could have been anybody.
No, it couldn't.
Well,
he
wasn't one. He was Mr. Ass at that time.
He was an ass.
He was.
He's an ass now.
He probably still is.
Yeah.
Well,
he's injecting things into his ass.
He knows where to put stuff. You got to put the needle right on the edge.
That sounds wrong. He knows where to put it in his ass.
No, the needle. You got to put it on the
Because we're not talking about Darren Young.
No.
Who's taking time off? That's a segue.
I have heard that.
Personal issues.
Yeah, but they didn't say why.
I'm assuming it's related to his husband.
Boyfriend. Is he married?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's gay.
Good job, Shannon. You caught
well,
that.
Well, you identified it.
But
you're not wrong.
I'd like to just point out that a lot of what I say is for humor value, and that they do not accurately reflect
opinions expressed here.
Has anybody kept up, because we said Billy Gunn, and it made me think, Road Dogg?
That's the first time anybody's ever said that phrase, by the way. Said Billy Gunn, and it made me think.
Well, I'm a big Road Dogg fan.
Who isn't a Road Dogg fan? Road Dogg's awesome.
Well, Twitter, because people are asking him like about Survivor Series, because he's part of creative. He's one of the road agents. And
wait, the Road Dogg is a road agent?
It's ironic, isn't
it?
Yeah. Oh.
But
remember the time I asked you the meaning of irony, and you said, no.
The Road Dogg being a road agent? People were asking him questions about it, and like, well, would you watch a subpar product? And he was just like, go watch Ring of Honor New Japan. You'll come back. I was like, no, the fuck they won't. Have you watched, like...
No, they'll come back. They'll come back and go, why isn't this that?
But yeah, like, Road Dogg was just being a dick
on Twitter. He has to toe the line. It's just like when I worked at GameStop, and Hunter can back me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
When we worked at GameStop, and people would ask us, well, you know, it sucks that you guys do this. It sucks that you guys open games and play them and then sell them new. And we would go, no. It's like when you buy a new car. People test drive it.
Yeah, that's fine.
We would defend it.
It's probably fine.
You toe the corporate line.
Right.
But once you're out, that's when the gloves come off. Yeah. That's when you do shows about it.
To be fair, I mean, I did read some more of the Road Dogg stuff, and I never really got the opinion that he was being a dick about it. I mean, he had said more than once, because people were just constantly railing about, oh, Roman Reigns, you know, should have won the title there, or we're sick of seeing Roman Reigns or whatever. And he says outright at one point in time, well, I mean, you know, we know better, but he says you vote with your voice, you know,
yes,
make noise and things will hopefully change for that. And he even mentioned at one point in time that he's frustrated occasionally with the way things are going, but he's like, that's not a decision for us to make. We're here to watch the show, you see how it goes, and hopefully things will go, you know, the way that you want at some point in time. He said, but you have to understand, there's, you know, 6 billion us's. It can't go everyone's way.
That's true.
Somebody somewhere wants this to happen like this. And, I mean, that's the underlying point of everything that we've ever done with this. As much as we might be angry about it, even when we all agree about it, we're, you know,
we're three, four people, depending on...
Yeah, exactly. Depending on the day.
But you'd think Vince McMahon would go, okay, look at the ratings. You just said it a second ago. Yeah. Ratings are lowest they've ever been.
And that's where, if I believe he would take note of anything, it's the ratings.
Yeah,
I think
it's
Vince
money.
Looks at the numbers and the money and goes, this is
Do
bad.
You think someone's lying to him? Do you think Triple H comes in with, like, falsified documents? Yeah, it's like, how are the ratings? Better than they've ever been, Chief.
Yeah.
Just biding my time to you, Keel.
Oh, man. Well, I would hope not, because that's not a sustainable model. you can't just falsify that forever. And
I
hope
feel like
that
Vince McMahon is going to be the equivalent of Mr. House from Fallout New Vegas. When he gets too old, he's just going to hook himself up to a machine.
Spoiler alert!
And oh fuck! Oh, if you haven't played that by now,
email us at dammitshannon@youspoiledthegame.change.
That's like when we did the Star Wars show on May 4th, and I mentioned that like Vader was Luke's father, and Zach's like, "No, motherfucker, no! Don't tell me."
Anything to get you to keep doing the Zach impression.
That series is 30 years old. If you don't know at this point, you're never going to find out.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You shouldn't be telling like a 5-year-old kid that that's the case.
No.
But if you are
Then again, Zach Price. Baby needs his bottle.
Even in his caricature, he even said, I look like a kid who saw something shiny and is going to go run after it. And he's not wrong.
Oh, like I said, we need to get him a helmet and some floaties. Get him the little rubber ducky.
There were some other wrestling things that happened. I'll just throw it. And this kind of ties in with what we've been talking about. People, Shannon, you mentioned earlier, you know, why would you ever want to go to the main roster? Some people don't even want to stay in NXT. Solomon Crowe asked for his release and got it and is gone.
We were just talking about Solomon. As crazy as it is, we were just talking about Solomon Crowe on Sunday. I mentioned that because it was Sami Callihan, who I liked on the indies, and I thought when he first got up to the main roster, the NXT, which to me is the main roster, and they gave him the hacker gimmick.
I care about.
That's one I care about. he didn't really get a lot to do, but it was a good gimmick, and it could have worked. But of course, they didn't push him. He has a great look, so why push him? Yeah. And it really strikes me as odd that Triple H wouldn't push Solomon Crowe. Yeah. Triple H, as an indie, not an indie darling, but he certainly appreciates it, you would think that he would get the same opportunities that Kevin Owens got or Sami Zayn.
It's just because he came in at a time with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
He's kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, Samoa Joe comes along before too long after that, and you know, they're so hooked on Baron Corbin, they got to make a big deal out of him.
And
so,
why?
Well, be careful.
Oh, I don't care.
You need characters like that.
You do. You need solid pieces of wood to make other characters look better.
Ric Flair needs his broomstick, baby. You gotta have one around here somewhere.
The New Day is gonna need wood to make all those unicorns.
Here's what really kills me about Solomon Crowe is I'm reading about him because they kind of mentioned in the story, you know, here's a little bit about, if you don't even know who we're talking about, that he was signed to his developmental deal in 2013. He hadn't been around in WWE for very long at all.
No.
I think he got injured, like, right when he started.
Yeah, because he didn't show right up off the bat. But, Shannon, you mentioned in the indies he was on, he was in Evolve, he was in CCW.
CZW.
He was in Dragon Gate USA and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. The guy is 28 years old.
Yeah.
He's only been with WWE for 2 years, so he's been there since he was 26, and he worked for all these companies prior to that. I assume he started when he was 9.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell?
And he was a hot prospect. He was one of those guys that when he came in NXT, it was like Samoa Joe or Kevin Owens. Everybody was like, holy shit, Sami Callihan's going to WWE?
Yeah, that was huge.
And they did nothing. They literally did nothing with him.
Yeah, he could control the electronics.
Which was cool. I mean, imagine, has anyone here played Saints Row 3?
Oh, I'm thinking of Watch Dogs, but I played Saints Row 3 briefly. I played 4 all the way to completion.
Well, there was a character in it named Matt who was a hacker, and he was one of the leaders of, I think it was the Deckers, I think. And he could control electronics and stuff like that. He reminded me of Solomon Crowe.
Yeah.
He had the little laptop, he could do stuff.
Right.
And that was a great character because he could fuck with you in ways that no one else could.
Yeah.
And you could do that with this character. You could have him change stuff. You could have him turn lights off when he wants. You could have him change the TitanTron to GTV or whatever.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything with him.
That was another thing. I felt like they always had him play as a face. The only time I ever saw him on TV, he was playing up a face angle. That's a heel character,
that
right?
That is a heel character.
Like, everything
character.
You're describing should be a heel character.
Big Brother is a bad
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be, like, super crazy techno hacker. You can maybe have him be that for the first little while, and then maybe someone recruits him. Now, all of a sudden, he's
working for someone else.
Yeah,
he's got the dirt. He can hack into the cameras. He's recording stuff that they didn't want to know.
Exactly.
He could be the guy, like, remember GTV?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And did they ever say who was behind that?
Because
I always heard it was Goldust.
The rumor was that it was going to be Goldust, but they never went ahead with that.
You could do that. And I'm sure, like you said, he started when he was 9. Maybe it was him.
That could have been.
Maybe he was a kid genius.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stuff.
Tie that shit into
that's
it.
What the G
say
is.
That he was a kid genius. And he did GTV. And now he's back to cause trouble. No.
Instead, let's make him a pointless face. Hornswoggle, you know.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely Hornswoggle. Well, not now.
He usually is. Hornswoggle is somebody's kid. He's.
I need the pillow for It's Always Sunny to scream into.
You just need to. You got to eat a little cat food, drink a beer,
and go to sleep real quick.
Go to sleep. It's fine.
Oh, I got. I'm not feeling too good. I gotta go.
Oh my God,
Dalton, you talk.
You say things.
You had a thing.
Hornswoggle. I was gonna say Hornswoggle would have done it, but he got in a little bit of trouble with the wellness policy.
No,
so,
just a little.
Just a little bit.
He came up short.
Jeez. Little human growth hormone.
That was my favorite joke from that bit.
You were here that day, weren't you?
No, I
listened
to the show.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because it was me, Asa, and Zach. That's
yeah.
I remember that.
You just tried to black out the Zach episode.
I browned out for most
He browned out for that episode, yeah. Let's not throw that term around too much.
NXT, Sami Zayn's scheduled to be on the UK tour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if it's going to be.
That's in January, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I hope he comes back and gets his heat back.
Jeez.
After being demolished by Kevin Owens twice.
Right. But he almost beat John Cena. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, before he hurt himself?
That's when he got hurt.
Just coming to the ring.
Match, yeah.
That's how powerful Cena's aura is. You get injured just getting around
him.
Wait
a minute. When Randy Orton injured his shoulder doing his taunt, was it against Cena?
I probably.
Because if it was,
I think
he might be on to
something. He was thinking
here.
Of Cena. Cena's like the game. Once you think of the game, you lose the game.
That's it.
Remember that joke? Boy, that fucking sucked.
The show grinds to a halt. Lana's in hot water, which was already the case.
Ooh,
that was
keep telling me about Lana in hot water.
She apparently has what they're describing as nuclear heat backstage. But this, they treated this like it was a new story. It was stuff we already knew, although the only new thing is that rumor has it now that she's the one who leaked the story about her and Rusev getting engaged.
Yeah.
Because she wanted the popularity for it.
Which everyone said, so the worst thing that came from that is that they dropped that
they dropped that angle.
Stupid angle with Rusev and Summer Rae.
They thought it was a good idea. They're like, yeah, don't do that. Lana, meanwhile, they're slipping her a 20 like behind them.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for getting us out of that one.
And then there's the thing with Paige and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
which was not an angle.
But Lana is...
worthless?
No. Fuck off. Okay, let me tell you about Lana.
Here we go.
Let me tell you about Lana. One, Lana...
I'm going to brown out for a little while. I'm going to eat some of this cat food.
CJ Perry, Lana, is by far one of the most ridiculously hot women they have on the roster. She is. She's attractive. Let's just put that straight out. They want attractive women, and Lana is super attractive.
Alana?
Alana Morissette. Two, she was the most over female in the company for nothing, just to come out and say a couple of words and look hot in business suits.
You know what? Let's talk about that, though, because we never really have. I'm reasonably sure that a lot of the reason Lana was popular is because Rusev was not. The crowd needed something to do when Rusev was in a match, and Lana just happened to be standing there.
But Lana is really smoking hot and played her character well. She had that Russian bitchy attitude. I mean, she did
it. But here's the thing, though. By the time you're talking about that, that wasn't going on anymore.
Well,
let's go back to the crowd that was the biggest thorn in our side around this time that this was all going on post-WrestleMania. This is the same crowd that did the wave and chanted for JBL for no reason. You wonder why they were chanting for Lana. I'm not saying that some of it didn't have to do with whatever you're talking about, but I think a big part of it had to do with we need something else to do right now.
It wasn't just that crowd, though. The Lana Rusev pairing.
It wasn't just the crowd that did the cheering for Adam Rose and sang along with the theme song, but it picked up.
Maybe picked up, but did it pick up to the level of Rusev and Lana?
I think it did.
I got to disagree with you on that one. I think Rusev and Lana was the best combo because you had a great talker in Lana. The perfect stereotypical blonde, beautiful Russian. Who came
right,
out
but
the business
they had that for months prior to that. By the time we got to this going on, they were already turning her face.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is that they had a great character in them, and they ruined them.
Yeah.
When they took Lana and Rusev and split them apart for no reason at all, just because they got bored with it, because those two were getting major, major, major over. Rusev was a monster. Lana was the one that said crush. She came out. She did her little turn. She looked good. It was a great combination. It was unique. Again, they don't do many managers in wrestling now.
Yeah.
Mouthpieces are not a thing anymore. So when you have a wrestler like Rusev who doesn't have to talk, and you have Lana who looks gorgeous and can talk, you have a great pairing. So of course, let's split them up. Let's take them apart. Let's put Lana in a pointless team with Dolph Ziggler, who doesn't need Lana.
But I think you're forgetting part of the timing here is that a lot of that Rusev and Lana heat got lost after Rusev lost the title at WrestleMania, the U.S. title, to John Cena. There was a time period there where, again, a lot
John
of that
Cena.
Heat... John Cena. John Cena is just the John Cena argument. Just throw it out there. We all understand.
Yeah.
But there was a time period there between when she turned face, because that's what happened, and when that
For
match happened. There was a little, about a month or so in there, That's when they decided, well, we better make a move, because Rusev lost a ton of heat there. Now, granted, that was their own mistake.
Yes.
That was their own mistake to have that go down the way that
it was.
It
was at no fault of Lana and Rusev's. That was their poor booking.
But again, I think that's
a
big part of the reason. Yeah.
Lost.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a big part of the reason all that happened the way that it did at a later point in time. I'm not saying it was the right call to go ahead and split them up and turn them or whatever, but you have to look at the internal logic of WWE at the time. They lost a lot of heat coming out of that match. Now we've got the audience randomly cheering her for no reason. Well, better do something to run with it. I mean, the point that I'm making is early in the show, we were criticizing them for not running with audience reaction, and now we're doing the exact opposite.
For pushing Lana as a face?
They took the audience reaction and they ran with it. Granted, it might not have been the right call, but hindsight's 20/20.
Well, they could have done it a different way.
Oh, absolutely. They could have.
I mean, if you're going to turn Lana face, you could have turned Rusev face. You could have.
Yeah. Or make a slow burn. They didn't. They did it super quick because this whole angle got jacked up along the way with the reveals and all the other stuff. And
it was a terrible angle.
Mm-hmm.
But the crowd was hot for Rusev at this point. You're right. When Rusev first came out, even I was bored of him.
Mm-hmm.
When he first started wrestling and he was doing the squash matches against Zack Ryder every other week, because it was Zack Ryder almost every time.
Right.
I was bored. But by the time WrestleMania rolled
around. Just laugh into the mic. We need some noise from you.
No, he was actually.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Hold on, motherfucker. Let me talk to this son of a bitch. By the time WrestleMania rolled around, and ask Asa, because me and him were both hot for this. We were standing up and saluting the Russian flag.
Mm-hmm.
We were so buying into Rusev and Lana, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they buried him. They buried them both. They killed Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
They put Lana. In my mind, what they thought was this is Rina Mero. This is Sable.
Sable, all over again.
Here's Mark Mero and Sable. The crowd's cheering Sable. Fuck Mark Mero. We'll push Sable to the moon and give her, you know.
Right.
But how do you do that with Lana? She wasn't the All-American girl.
She wasn't even a wrestler.
No. So they put it with Dolph Ziggler thinking, well, Ziggler's hot. Lana will be hot, too. Together, it'll be a super date combo. But that's not why Lana's character worked.
Yeah.
Her character worked because she was different. She was vicious.
Well, not
she,
to mention.
But now she's not. Now she's a lovesick fucking American wearing denim.
Calm down.
Let's step aside.
Oh,
from,
she had your outfit
she
on.
She had my outfit.
And she probably has a glove because she fucked her hand up.
Good call, Dolph.
Let's step aside from that for a second. And you talk about that Dolph Ziggler and Lana pairing, and we never really got into this, but a big part of the reason I think that didn't work is you look at a lot of the wrestling pairings over the years and people who were put together. I mean, I'm thinking immediately of Spike Dudley and Molly Holly.
Yeah.
We don't... I don't want to say we because I don't feel like I'm in this particular
demographic. You're not speaking for all 6 billion people.
No, but I'm going to say in general, wrestling fans don't want to see good-looking people get together. They don't want to see that because that's a level that they feel that they can't attain. So what they want is they want to see something that's more realistic to them. Or, let me put it. And that's less realistic.
I think
that's
is
more of a dream.
This
type
is
of
telling
deal.
A lot of Hunter's views of wrestling fans.
Oh yeah, it's a dream scenario that they want to see. You know, the dorky looking guy. So when you put Ziggler and Lana together, that didn't work. In fact, it almost worked against them, which I believe is why they eventually wanted to go with the heel turn. But what I'm getting at ultimately is you can't really blame creative for running with the crowd reaction to this whole scenario. When, again, just earlier in the show, we were talking about how now they don't listen at all. I mean, we can't have it both ways. They have to do one or the other. And throughout this entire angle, they were working with the crowd reaction that they had.
Yeah, but I still think there's a big difference between listening to the crowd and turning Reigns heel when it will make a good storyline versus hearing the crowd cheer, turning Lana face, and putting her in a pointless storyline.
What was she doing? What was she doing before? When they came out of WrestleMania and Rusev had lost the title, what were the two of them doing?
Post WrestleMania, yeah, I agree with you but
that's when it happened.
At the point,
that's
the damage
they
was done.
They weren't cheering Lana before that.
You know, the easiest way to have solved that was to have just not have Rusev lose to Cena.
I agree,
and kept them together.
I agree,
and
with
kept
you.
The character going. Now,
yeah,
what is wrong with long term booking in WWE at this point? Why can't we have characters that last for years? I mean, how long? Again, Hulk Hogan. Okay, whatever. How long did Hogan run with the Red, White, and Blue All American?
Yeah.
Most of his career, and was successful for it. And then when he finally changed, it was the biggest turn in wrestling history. And how long did he stay as Hollywood Hogan? For years.
Yeah.
Huge ratings. What do we have now? They change every 2 to 3 months. If you don't believe me, look at Big Show.
Yeah.
Changes every time he answers the phone. You know?
Every time he puts his boots on. Which ones are these?
He starts getting misty.
Are these
like,
heel boots?
They throw him a fortune cookie, and it just says heel face. He doesn't even know. All right, Dalton, I'm sorry. Please, now you can talk. I will stop.
No.
Let's get heated.
I don't know. Right
I can't
now,
do it.
If they're going to do it. And I don't want to sound like Zach, because this is going to sound like Zach. But
how
if
many
they want,
times have you said that today, by the way?
Because
that
chair.
That seat,
it's
yeah.
That chair. That's
yeah.
What it does to you.
They just need to make Cena heel. They just need to do it because
well,
it's the only
thing. Don't get me wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah. They just need to do it because it's going to be the only thing that shocks.
It's kind of like saying
point.
They just need to get CM Punk back.
That's
I
like,
mean,
that's like saying Hulk
you're
Hogan.
Not wrong.
Well, no,
Hulk Hogan wishes he had been suspended instead of fired.
What breaking news: Daniel Bryan has a neck injury.
I think I saw on 4-1 Mania one of the Headleys the other day. It said Nikki Bella praises John Cena.
Of course,
is
no
that
shit.
A story?
I was sitting by you. No, but I don't know.
Christians love God. No kidding. They don't like me.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It got too real.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It got too real.
That's what I do.
I've been saying for a while they need to just call up the second Zayn gets healthy. They just need to make a new Nexus. Now, don't call up the new Nexus because that obviously didn't work well.
Yeah, they did that already.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like Nintendo. This is the new Nexus.
Yeah. And then that broke off into the core with two R's.
With two R's.
But just call it the NXT5, what they've been calling it on social media.
NXT5 sounds like the gayest gay band that ever gayed out of Gaysville.
Why?
So anyway, I'm sorry,
Billy.
I'm sorry. No, you know what? I want to apologize for that. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say was that it sounded like a terrible boy band, and boy came out gay. And
you said gay three times.
I think that says a lot about what you think about.
I heard the crowd reaction, and I just went with it. Like WWE creative.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to.
I got to go. I'll see you later.
They need to.
Somewhere to be.
They just need to make it the NXT 5.
Phone calls.
Have them get as many belts as they can without getting John Cena's belt. And then one night they're all just standing there being like.
I'm getting John Cena's belt.
Well, just because you know he's going to have
I like
one.
How in this scenario John Cena already has a belt. Not even a champion right now.
It's just a belt.
Cena's got a belt somewhere.
And then Cena just comes in and just shit papers them. Just tears through them one by one. Tears through Neville and Tommy.
Shit papers them.
Yeah.
See, like, can assholes tear, Mac?
That's
like
new.
Tissue paper.
No. Yeah. Okay. And then just have him take apart all five, because those are going to, like, if they all are in the, like, main roster at the time, they're going to be the top most five, like, most over five people in the roster.
They're the best guys. They don't afraid of anything.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't.
And it's not going to be like whenever he did it the first time, whenever he destroyed the Nexus, people are actually going to care about Balor, Tommy, Zayn, Neville, and Owens. And that's going to be what turns up Cena heel, because he doesn't need the NWO because he doesn't afraid of anything. He can be the NWO by himself and just tear everything apart. And then people will finally cheer him, and then we can finally start having faces and heels that matter instead of just having John Cena beat everybody.
I think we need to realistically... How much time we got left here?
About 5 minutes.
All right. I think we need to realistically look at the prospect, and I'm being completely serious here, the prospect that John Cena is on his way out. In my opinion, for the past couple of years, it's felt like John Cena is on his way.
Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. He's leaving. Whether it's because he's getting, I mean, what is he, probably 38, 39?
I think he's 37.
At this point. I mean, he's not that old, but at the same time, if you look at John Cena when he was big versus now.
38.
He's 38?
Goddamn.
If you look at
He'll be 39 in April.
I mean, he was winning titles all the time. He was main eventing every single pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And we give John Cena shit a lot, but he has not done that in a long, long time. He has not really main evented. He has not won the world title
SummerSlam?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying he hasn't main evented every pay-per-view.
No.
There was a good stretch. I mean, remember when CM Punk was champion?
Yeah.
John Cena still main evented.
Yeah.
One of the things that drove Punk crazy and drove me crazy. But he doesn't do it as much anymore.
Itchy.
I don't know if it's because they just think that Cena's on his way out and that he's getting older and it's time to kind of push him aside, like they did with Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking Triple H was a lot like Cena and going, man, Triple H is on every week. He's doing this. And then I don't even remember when suddenly Triple H just wasn't there anymore.
He just kind of stopped.
And I remember going, man, I haven't seen Triple H on, you know, main eventing in a while. What's happened?
Next thing you know, he shows up in a suit
and now
no hair.
And now he's authority. Like your friend Max Landis said.
Yes,
personal friend.
Close personal friend, I wish.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Are you kidding me?
But yeah, I feel like
he tweets
Cena,
me and I get giddy.
I saw that and I was giddy for you. I wanted to work that reference in.
I like it.
But yeah, I think that Cena, in 5 years, Cena will not be an issue anymore. And what do you do when John Cena leaves?
Well, that's been the question for a decade now, man, and that's the problem.
Roman Reigns, that's what they want.
Apparently, that's what they want. That's not what anybody else wants.
No.
But it's what Creative wants.
And what Creative wants, what Baby wants his bottle.
Yeah, they're going to
get his bottle.
Well, that's the big, to tie this right back to the crowd reaction thing, I mean, that's my big concern there, is that earlier in the year, it felt like they were listening to crowd reaction, even if the only example you have to work with is Lana. Even if that's the only one you have to work with, you can say there for a period of time, they took something that didn't seem planned and ran with it. And it blew up in their faces. And so now what we get instead is the, I'm Vince McMahon, damn it.
Back to safety.
Yeah. Why are we doing it? Because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah.
And we're right back to that mode again. So you can't escape the John Cena orbit when that's the case. You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And those two things can't work together. Like you said, Cena is sooner or later going to be on his way out, or at the very least, going to be reducing his ring time.
Yes.
What happens if this reality show takes off?
Or Hollywood. What if he goes the route?
Because
he's not a bad actor.
No.
Look, I mean, I got great reviews in Trainwreck.
Mm-hmm.
The movies he did for WWE, even though they weren't good, he was pretty good.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cena could very well move to Hollywood like The Rock, and he'll probably still wrestle. But yeah, he won't be the man anymore.
Yeah, and especially what happens, I mean, you know, God forbid, I don't want anybody to get injured, but what happens if he gets something a little more serious than a stinger in his elbow or whatever?
What happens if he goes the route of Daniel Bryan?
Because exactly.
Bryan, as much as we keep saying, we can't wait till Bryan comes back, there's a good chance he will never come back.
Exactly. Yeah. We have no idea that he's ever going to be back in the ring.
And then what happens to, what happens when Vince McMahon can't go back to his golden pony anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How long is Undertaker still around?
Is he still
viable? Can he still get the tights on? Yeah. Let's go.
Triple H, you ready for another run? What's David Arquette doing?
Oh,
is he available?
Now I'm sad.
Is Hogan still racist? Can we bring him back? No?
I heard on 411 that he wishes we'd just suspend him.
Maybe we can bring him back. You know, all right, last thing.
Okay.
We were talking about the Royal Rumble, and I think last week Zach said James Storm would be a good entrant for the Royal Rumble. Even though I don't think it'll happen, how crazy would the crowd go? And I don't want him to win, don't get me wrong, but how crazy would the crowd go if, like, number 29, number 30, Hulk Hogan's music hit?
Oh, man.
Biggest return, probably. I mean,
you're
the biggest pop you'll hear. And don't have him win, but Vince, if you're listening, and I know you are,
email
us. You're like Kevin Casey. When we start talking about you, you listen.
Oh, no.
Please, put Hulk Hogan in the Rumble. Have Mark Henry throw him out. Have the New Day.
Oh, no,
put
Mark Henry is doing a thing we didn't talk about. Mark Henry and Neville are doing, like, a respect thing, like he's his big brother.
And Neville beat Mark Henry clean.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Respect Knuckles.
Yeah, and they treat it like, oh, the little guy got a win. That's good. Good for him.
I hope Henry destroys him.
You remember when Adrian Neville was NXT champion and people were afraid of him?
Remember when Adrian Neville was like one of the rising stars?
Yeah.
And now he's getting
the only thing
pat
he rises
on the head
out of is that cape on the entryway as he throws it off his shoulders.
He'll injure himself.
He's gonna pull his cape.
If he fights John Cena, he'll pull the cape off.
Twist it around.
Oh my god. And it'll hang him. It'll fall off the side and it will hang him and kill him.
Now I want to watch a boss man match.
John Cena is like the Grudge.
He's Final Destination. You don't know how it's gonna happen.
The covers and you just hear bah, bah,
da, bah. Oh man. And it's just in face. You pull the covers up, it's him down there going,
John Cena!
Giving the five knuckle shuffle to you. Oh, whoa.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry,
wait.
Billy.
Wait a minute.
No, why?
Why?
Why, Billy? Oh, yeah.
Why?
All right. Well,
if you know why, email us.
At sorry, Billy.
Sorry, Billy at trainwreck.thisshow. All right, we're done. We're out of here.
Yeah, it's an hour.
All right, I want to say thank you guys for being here.
Yeah.
And for us being here.
Thank you for being here.
I'm going to get a little sentimental for you, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Yes, I am posting the show today. A lot of you know my life, it's pretty chaotic. It's kind of a wreck at the moment.
Yeah.
But one of the things I thought about this, because I thought, why the fuck am I even celebrating Thanksgiving? Got no family. My friends turned on me.
I don't even like pilgrims.
I don't like pilgrims. I'm part Indian, so we get real sentimental around this time.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'm truly thankful for is doing this show.
Yep.
Week in and week out, I love doing it. So I want to thank you, Hunter, especially. Man. Dalton, of course, because you're on all the shows more and more lately. And the people that are listening, thank you so much.
Did you actually ask him to be here today?
No, I did. He didn't just show up.
Sure.
He didn't just show up.
Oh, okay.
But thank you guys.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your.
Oh, it's fine. I was going to start crying anyway, Ric Flair style. But yeah, just thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it so much. It really, really helps soothe my soul. So
yeah,
have a happy Thanksgiving. Go eat some turkey, and we'll be back.
Don't kill each other on Friday.
Don't kill. Oh, fuck.
Please don't
go shopping on Friday.
Please don't go shopping on Friday.
Don't go shopping on Friday.
Please don't do it.
Vote with your
shopping on Friday.
Vote with your wallet. You're
That's
doing
right.
it with wrestling.
Yeah.
Do it with Black Friday. Do not go shopping. Stay home. Stay home and wait for Cyber Monday. Order it from the comfort of your home.
Exactly.
If you're old grandma and you don't know how to internet, why are you listening to this show?
Better yet, how are you listening,
to this?
How are you doing this?
I mean, she's got an old like record player. Somehow it works. She puts her phone on the record player. Yeah.
It just spins around.
Oh,
I can hear it real well when it's on this side, but when it gets over there.
Oh,
jeez.
Right,
now that we've insulted Jerry,
like an oscillating fan.
Oh, my God. What is the old Mitch Hedberg about? Joke? Let's go out on that Mitch Hedberg joke, if we can remember it, with the oscillating fan.
Oh, something about how when you just want to be cool some of the time. Yeah. When it comes around, that's nice. Okay. I'll see you in a minute.
And on that note, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.